Unit 8, page 87, exercise 5.
Has everyone got a seat? Okay, great. Well, thanks everyone for coming to my talk today. It's going to be a short talk, but I hope you'll find it interesting. So, what I'm going to talk about today are arguably two of the most important ingredients in learning: confidence and humility. I think we all know that both of these qualities are important, but it can be difficult to figure out how we can be both confident and humble at the same time. We tend to think of them as opposites a lot of the time. Anyway, in this talk, I'm going to explain why I think confidence and humility can go hand in hand. I've divided the talk into four parts. First of all, I'm going to look briefly at why we need confidence in order to learn and achieve our goals. This will probably be fairly obvious, but it still seems worth saying. In the second part of the talk, I'm going to talk about intellectual humility. Intellectual humility is the ability to admit what we don't know, to realize that we'll sometimes make mistakes and get things wrong. I'm going to explain why this is just as important as confidence. In the third part of the talk, I'm going to try to explain how I think we can be confident and humble at the same time, and why we shouldn't see these qualities as being opposites. Finally, in the fourth and final part of the talk, I want to introduce a few ways that we can practice intellectual humility in our own lives. Okay, so let's get started, shall we?